Endeavor's final flight is on a 24-hour hold. The FAA announces a new fuels program office. And Delta Connection flight attendants call a strike vote. I'm Glenn Moyer. This is Aero News for Monday, September 17, 2012. NASA's planned ferry flight of Space Shuttle Endeavour atop the 747 shuttle carrier aircraft has been postponed until tomorrow, Tuesday, September 18th, due to an unfavorable weather forecast for today. To ensure a safe flight for Endeavour and the SCA, NASA managers, in consultation with the California Science Center, decided on Sunday to delay the flight because of inclement weather predicted along the flight path between Houston and NASA's Kennedy Space Center, where the flight will originate. Despite the one-day delayed departure from Kennedy, NASA still plans to transport Endeavour to Los Angeles International Airport by Thursday, September 20th. At sunrise on Tuesday, the 18th, the SCA and Endeavour will depart Kennedy's shuttle landing facility and perform a flyover of various areas of the Space Coast, including Kennedy, the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex, Cape Canaveral Air Force Station, and Patrick Air Force Base. The FAA has announced the formation of a new Fuels Program Office. The office will be responsible for, quote, providing technical expertise and strategic direction in the planning, management, and coordination of activities related to aviation fuels, end quote. This is the next important step in establishing an unleaded avgas transition program that will evaluate the viability of candidate fuels and generate the data needed for fleet-wide aircraft certification and development of a commercial fuel specification. The move was urged on by members of the General Aviation Avgas Coalition, including the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, the Experimental Aircraft Association, General Aviation Manufacturers Association, the National Air Transportation Association, and the National Business Aviation Association. The heads of these organizations issued the following statement, quote, "The FAA's direct involvement and participation in this process is critical to ensuring a fleet-wide transition to an unleaded avgas that will maintain consumer confidence and ensure the least impact on the existing fleet. The establishment of the new Fuels Program Office will ensure an efficient use of both government and industry resources and will provide a more comprehensive pathway and timeline to an unleaded fuel," end quote. In a related development, the FAA and the German Federal Ministry of Transport, Building and Urban Development, or BMVBS, signed a declaration of cooperation at a ceremony during the ILA Berlin Air Show to work together in facilitating the promotion, development, and use of sustainable alternative aviation fuels in the United States and Germany. The goals of the declaration are to exchange ideas, information, skills, and techniques, and to collaborate on problems and projects of mutual interest in relation to sustainable alternative aviation fuels development and use. Leadership of the Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, at Compass Airlines have called for a strike vote following 31 months of negotiations that have failed to reach an agreement. Contract talks began in March 2010, and negotiations have been in mediation since October 2011, under the jurisdiction of the National Mediation Board. Compass, a Delta Connection carrier, provides approximately 190 daily flights to over 50 Delta Airlines destinations. Compass Airlines is wholly owned by Trans States Holdings of St. Louis and is headquartered in Minneapolis. The Louisiana Wing Civil Air Patrol members put a sense of duty to their country, state, and local communities before their own personal needs in the aftermath of the recent Hurricane Isaac. They responded immediately to requests from the Louisiana Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness and the Federal Emergency Management Agency in order to provide aerial damage assessment imagery to aid in recovery efforts by both agencies. CAP's assigned mission following the passage of Hurricane Isaac was to provide both high and low altitude photographic images that were geotagged with location, date, and time. During the week following Hurricane Isaac, 7 CAP aircraft were pressed into service. Their aircrews flew 56 mission sorties and provided over 1,340 high-resolution photographs for analysis and action by FEMA and the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. CAP ground teams, meanwhile, assisted the American Red Cross with over 450 man-hours of damage assessments. Wind Aero News continues. Canada and France prepare to visit the stratosphere by balloon, using airplanes to teach children to pursue their dreams, and unwanted memories of 9/11.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Aero News continues now for September the 17th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Stratospheric ballooning is not new. Indeed, the first manned stratospheric balloons were launched in 1935. And in the 1950s, stratospheric balloons carried Colonel Joe Kittinger to space for his world record and world famous parachute jump. Now, the Canadian and French space agencies are preparing to return to this method of space exploration, minus the aeronauts. Last week, officials from the Canadian Space Agency and the French Space Agency traveled to the future stratospheric balloon launch site in Timmins, Ontario, and successfully completed a series of tests for the first trial launch scheduled for 2013. The main objective of these operations, which took place last Tuesday through Friday, was to perform a dry run of the end-of-flight stages of stratospheric ballooning. When a balloon mission ends, the balloon and its payload falls to the ground. Regardless of where it lands, be it a forest or a field, it must be recovered. The experts validated the various procedures associated with the recovery of the balloon envelope and the flight chain, which includes its control system and mock-ups of scientific instruments. The Canadian Space Agency is currently in consultations with the Canadian space community to identify which scientific and technical experiments could be included on the CNES annual stratospheric balloon flights. Other trials will be carried out in 2013. The first launch campaign is expected to be held in 2014. NASA, of course, has long used stratospheric balloons for research, with launch facilities at the Columbia Scientific Balloon Facility in Texas, as well as other sites in New Mexico and Antarctica. Kermit Weeks, founder and owner of Fantasy of Flight in Central Florida, has just released his second children's book entitled The Spirit of Lindy. The Spirit of Lindy introduces two new airplane-based characters, Jeffrey D.H., an enthusiastic de Havilland IV mail plane with a grand idea, and Lindy, based on Lindbergh's plane The Spirit of St. Louis. The story takes place at Fantasy of Flight, where familiar characters from Weeks' first book, All of Life is a School, GBZ, Puff, and all their friends work together to help Jeffrey pursue his dream and learn a valuable life lesson in the process. Weeks says the book has been in development for about 2 years. Like his first book, he develops fictitious characters around various types of airplanes, many of which are found in his collection. Weeks says, as in his first book, The Spirit of Lindy emphasizes the importance of, quote, going beyond ourselves, end quote, adding, again quoting, everyone can relate to the metaphor of reaching for the sky and the stars. Within us all, we soar in our imaginations and fly in our dreams. End quote. Well, finally, if you think after 11 years that we're over the jitters about aerial terrorism, consider the case of a Salem, Massachusetts man who was arrested just for flying his powered paraglider. For those unfamiliar with the craft, a powered paraglider is little more than a minimal airframe that includes a motor, a pusher-type propeller, and a seat for the pilot. WBZ-TV reports that Patrick Tarmey was just out for a fun flight, but his appearance in the skies over the harbor on 9/11 spawned an avalanche of calls to 911. Tarmey said he was simply practicing some simple maneuvers over the water, but to observers miles away, it appeared he was over the city. The police officer who met him upon landing didn't care one way or the other. Tarmey was arrested for disorderly conduct. A judge has dismissed the charges, but he is on the hook for $50 in court cost. Tarmey says the next time he decides to fly on 9/11, he'll stay far away from any city. Well, that's our report for the start of another work week. And in case you missed our lead story, Today's planned departure of the Space Shuttle Endeavour from KSC for California has been delayed by weather for 24 hours until tomorrow morning. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.